Hey guys, it's been a while since I dropped a podcast. I know coronavirus has the globe in its grips right now. My work has canceled all my travel approvals to see South Korea and Japan, so I'm stuck in rural Georgia for now. I hope that all of you are okay wherever you are. Please do what you can to prepare yourself and take care to minimize spread as much as possible. My daughter and I got to see Super M in concert in Atlanta, and it was amazing. I was so surprised. I wasn't sure how those big personalities and big performers would work together as a group, but it really went well. BTS is coming to Atlanta, Georgia in May, and we managed to get tickets. My daughter is very excited. We're going to jump right into reviews for a few dramas that I finished and some that I'm currently watching. Alright, we're going to start out with Touch. Touch has an 8.9 rating on Viki and a 76 on Asian Wiki. This is a contemporary romantic comedy about a long-suffering and older idol trainee and a famous makeup artist. When Han Soo-yeon, who is played by Kim Bo-ra, has to give up her dream, she turns to makeup. And Cha Jung-kyuk, who is played by Joo Sang-wook, is at the top of the makeup game, but ends up giving Han Soo-yeon entrance into the field. I really like the comedy involved in this drama. Lee Tae-hwan and Hong Seok-chan are both in it as supporting cast, which made it even better. The one oddity that I might point out is a 17-year difference between the leading guy and the leading lady. In the end, though, love is love. I was a little torn over who I was rooting for in this drama. Am I team Kang Do-jin or team Cha Jung-kyuk? Let me know what you think. Okay, drama number two we're going to talk about is Dr. Romantic or Romantic Doctor Teacher Kim. This drama has a 9.6 on Viki and a 90 on Asian Wiki. Stop what you're doing and go start this drama. It's a contemporary medical drama with romantic tones. It's an older one. I don't know if it's from last year or the year before. I started watching it because another podcast I listened to, Dramas Over Flowers, mentioned it in an episode, and because I saw Yoo Yeon-suk in it, and I had seen him in Reply 1994, Goo Family Book, and Werewolf Boy. The acting by Han Suk-kyu, who is the main actor, is on point. Everyone's acting is the bomb in this series. Jin Kyung, for example, who I saw in Pinocchio, Goo Family Book, and Oh My Venus, plays an awesome head nurse. Kim Min-jae, who I saw in Flower Crew, Joseon Marriage Agency, plays a great nurse again. Sadly, we do not see him as much as we would like to in this series. He also played in Guardian, the Lonely and Great God, a.k.a. Goblin. Jung Hyuk Jin, I saw him in Suspicious Partner and Signal. He's in this drama. Lastly, Lim Won-hee of Melting Me Softly and Strong Woman Do-bong-soon and The Legend of the Blue Sea is in this drama. It's basically a cast of superstars, so how could you lose on the gamble? Watch the first episode. Let me know what you think. Okay, I can't talk about Dr. Romantic without talking about Dr. Romantic 2. I know that historically, when people try to do sequels, they screw them up. This is an exception. Go watch this after you're done binging the first Dr. Romantic. Currently, this has a 79 on Asian Wiki and a 9.7 on Viki. It was great. I really enjoyed them both. Treat yourself. Okay. 1, 2, 3. This is the fourth drama we're going to talk about. Mellow is My Nature, also known as Be Melodramatic, also known as Mellow Suits Me. I think this one is from last year. It's a contemporary drama that has a ton of meat to it. It focuses on a group of 30-ish friends who are struggling in their daily lives, not necessarily doing what they had hoped to do, but just trying to live. There are some really crushing points in this series, but it was so worth the watch. I love all the ladies in this drama, and you can even see An Jae-hyung and Gong Myung, who have been in quite a few dramas. This drama is an up and down, so some episodes were sad and others were epically high. Not only does it feature same-sex couple, but it also touches on mental health and grief. Treat yourself, y'all. Mellow Is My Nature has a rating of 87 on Asian Wiki and a whopping 9.5 on Viki. Alright, moving on to the fifth drama, Psychopath Diary. Oh my gosh, if you've not watched this drama yet, I don't know what you're doing. I talked about it in my review from last year, but it's a hilarious dark comedy thriller. If you like psychological thrillers and crime dramas and also laughing, it'll be to your taste. There were a lot of jokes going around about the main villain and being totally okay with him murdering you. Give me your thoughts if you get the chance to check it out. It came out late last year and has a 9.6 on Viki and an 87 on Asian Wiki. Okay, next drama, Bride of the Water God. This one is an older one. It's also called The Bride of Habuk. This drama stars Nam Joo Hyuk as the water god. I saw him in Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok Joo, and he is great. He played the role of an egotistical water god quite well. Lim Joo Hwan from Oh My Ghost and Boys Over Flowers is also in this drama, and so is Gong Myung from Mellow Is My Nature. Shin Se-kyung is the leading lady, and you may have seen her in Rookie Historian Gu Hae-ryung. It just came out on Netflix. This was a pleasant drama to watch, but did not have a great deal of depth. I argued with my friend about the ending, so let me know what your deep feels are in regards to that. This 2017 drama has a rating of 88 on Asian Wiki and 8.9 on Viki. Okay, guys, I'm going to go a little bit off of script here for this last one. The World Owes Me a First Love. Hear me out. This is a Chinese drama. I happened upon it by accident. It's another drama featuring women in tech, and I'm not necessarily in love with the leading lady's character. Besides that, it was still a great drama. I watched it all the way through. Because the leading lady did such a great job in another Chinese drama I watched, Arsenal Academy. If you're looking for something a little different, check out this contemporary Chinese romance drama. It's got a 9.4 on Viki right now. Alright, wrapping up. What are you watching right now? I'm checking out Tell Me What You Saw because Jungkook is there in a criminal profile role, and why wouldn't I be there for that? You can also find the wonderful Soo Young co-starring in this drama. It's holding steady at a 9.6 on Viki, 13 episodes in. So go binge now and wait for the last few episodes with the rest of us. I'm also watching Forest, starring Park Hae-jin and Jo Boa. This is a contemporary romance, and I love Jo Boa, so it didn't take a lot of convincing for me to commit. There are some typical tropes with the first few episodes, but the acting and character development will keep you watching. Right now, Forest is enjoying a 9.3 rating on Viki. What's going on in your part of the world right now? I hope this podcast finds you doing well. Until next time, thanks for listening.